Now, y'all know I'm old and don't run, but today I had to run, not physically, just emotionally. We had no sound. Things were going on with StreamYard, but we're here. We are here. And as you guys know, we're at the 9 at 9 and we're going to have some fun with my good friend, Zofia. Are you out there?
I'm here. Hi, Tigo. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. I'm so sorry about the technical difficulties, but we're okay. We made it through and we're about to do this thing. How's things going? And you're in Budapest, correct?
Yes, I am in Budapest right now in Hungary, indeed.
What's the weather like over there?
Oh, it has been a horrible heat during the last 1.5 months. It was really extreme, but now it's getting better. And now it's sort of a normal summer weather here.
I'll be so glad when all this stuff is over and we can travel, because I can't wait to come and visit you in Budapest. I've never been there, so yay. But, you know, you and I have to catch up later because we got Mr. Grumpy Producer over there that's going to cut us off at 9:09. So let's talk about YouTube. You're doing something great with YouTube, right?
Yes. So something very exciting going on recently, which is basically businesses started to realize that how important YouTube is, not just to be a direct sales channel for them, because it doesn't really work as a direct sales channel, but works as a platform to establish authority for themselves. So to put your face out there, put your colleagues out there, and just go close to your customers, because let's be honest, video is the name of the game, today's marketing, right? So you really have to be on YouTube. And this is something very exciting that I'm super excited about, because I had the chance to help businesses to be there on YouTube and do it in a way that they don't waste all their time on producing videos, because they are not YouTubers, right? So if you're a business, you cannot afford to spend all your time on YouTube, and it takes a lot of time and effort to do that. So this is exciting what is going on recently.
So are you only helping businesses in Budapest or Europe or worldwide?
Oh, no, I just accidentally now in Budapest, but I have businesses mostly in the US, in Canada, in Western Europe, and we put together these processes and they can be out there in YouTube with our help. And our help is coming from various places as well. So I have a very, very skilled team in India with whom we are working together, and that's how it's happening. Nice. So it's like totally global, right?
Wow. That's fantastic. Okay, so, you know, I got to ask, because, I've been beating the drum. Video's the answer. Video, you know, helps you duplicate, you know, your time. You're always out there. Video never sleeps. I tell everybody that. One thing I get back all the time is they're either afraid of the camera or they've never done this before. So how do you get businesses to realize they got to do it, one, and how to do it?
They got to do it. They realize that their competitors are already doing it. So it's more like a push. But if you already have a team, maybe you are afraid in front of the camera, but maybe someone else is actually not. And someone else in your team is very enthusiastic to put their face in front of the camera. So if it's a bigger team, that the chances are bigger that you find someone. But if you really don't have anyone else, it's not too hard to be on the camera. I mean, if there is a support, like you are such a great support, you really encourage your guests to be confident in front of the camera when they are talking in this expert talk show. So it's just a little help for the speakers to be able to do that.
So how often do you suggest they go on camera? How often should they be on YouTube? I mean, tell me the secret sauce. You know, how do they build an audience and all that good stuff?
Yeah, so according to our experiences, one video a week is really, really good. And if you can do two videos a week, it's even better if you have that much to tell. But of course, creating one video a week is a very, very hard work, because there is a lot of things to do and plan ahead, like figuring out what's going to be the video about, write a script, and then sit in front of the camera and then do all the editing and then schedule the videos and put them on YouTube and put a promotion behind the YouTube videos to make sure that you are actually reaching your audience, it's not just waiting. So Tigo, just imagine that when I started my YouTube channel, I had like 10 views, and I swear you, 5 for us from my mother in the beginning.
Okay.
And then we started to do this promotion process behind the videos, which enabled me to reach by now 10,000 views per video.
Ooh.
So this really makes a difference. And I don't even put that much effort on my channel, because I don't really worry about my channel. I worry more about my clients' channel. So you can imagine how powerful is this technique.
Now, you're our outsourcing expert. You've been on the show before. Come on, y'all. We're not going to go back through all that. Go watch Sophia's other interviews because she's been on a couple of times. We love having her on. So how much do you actually do in the process? Are you helping with production and, you know, telling the story? Are you helping with editing? Or are you just focused on the marketing and distribution?
We help with the whole process. So I believe in processes. That's why the names come from my processes. And I think that you have to manage a process from the beginning till the end. And we work together with different teams. And the client, the team, the business who wants to have their YouTube channel is basically just has to sit in front of the camera and talk. And I do think that it realistically takes like 4-6 hours a month for you to have a running YouTube channel with my processes.
Okay, so before Mr. Grumpy cuts us off, how do they find you? You know, what's the best way to get in touch? And like, you know, when should they get started? Should they wait until they've been in business for a couple of years? Should they, if they're a new business, should they start right away? What do they do?
Start right away. Just okay. Be clear about your message, what you want to share, what you are doing, and introduce yourself. So building an audience takes time. Do it as soon as you can. And contact me, visit my website. You've seen it on the screen. It's myprocess.es, and you will find all my contact details on my website.
Okay, everybody. Yes, it truly is .es. Remember, she's in Budapest. So everybody, every country has a different extension. So that is not a typo from Alan this time. It is truly .es. So you're still doing outsourcing. So if a company is finding themselves overwhelmed with other processes, you're still helping with that, correct?
Yes, that's fully correct. I help with outsourcing and automation management and setting up efficient processes. Even if you don't have anything to outsource, but you want to be more effective and more efficient with your colleagues, feel free to reach out.
You're that secret sauce, you know, for the sole proprietor or big company that just needs, you know, a little extra help. You come in and organize stuff. I love hanging out with you. So if somebody is already going and already have their YouTube channel and they figured out they didn't quite hit their brand the way they should have, do they start all over again or you come in and clean that up for them?
We can totally fix it. So if you already have videos, there is no need to start from the scratch. Actually, you already have an audience. We can start working together to build it bigger.
And are you only helping businesses? What about like musicians and artists and actors? They all worry about their brand and their social media status. Do you help with them as well?
Potentially, yes. I am more a business expert, so businesses are my main focus. But if you need help as a musician, so selling a music essentially works like selling products. So yes, we can do that.
And how do they find you again?
Myprocess.es.
.es. I got to remember that. I always forget. Not .com, .es. You are amazing. He's going to cut us off soon. I'm so excited that you came on the show and hung out with me. You are the best. Sophia, you're my outsourcing genius.
Thank you, Teresa, for the invite. It's such a pleasure to be in the show.
Woo! We did it. Alan didn't cut us off. We can dance. We can dance. Alan, really, I was in the middle of my happy dance because you did not cut me off and then you cut me off. Like I said, Mr. Grumpy is the producer, but we love him all the same. I'm Tego. You guys know what we do. Thanks for watching. I hope you'll come back next time. And as always, I'm Tego. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks, Sophia. Bye-bye.